takes just like a little girl. It was rain from the first, and I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear that I just can't fit? Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. Here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. Catch us online at cjsf.ca, where you'll find us streaming. And hey, follow us online too. We are at CJSF Radio. CJSF Radio. Maybe that's the old handle. We are at CJSF Music. CJSF Radio, you will not be able to find us, actually, fully, because Canada is very good at being bad about honoring Canadian-made media. Hey, my name is Leslie, and enough about that. Today we have got an interesting show for you, a little bit of a different format than we usually do here, with music and talk spliced in, or sometimes talk and music spliced in. This hour, we've got a what I like to describe as like a piano-centric playlist, taking you through the dynamicisms of the melodic piano sounds, moving through some classic J-pop. We've got a little bit of CanCon, obviously. We've got some J-rock. We'll be listening to a little bit of funk and as well Ethio jazz. And later on this hour, the person who put this playlist together with me, CJSF volunteer IU, will be joining us on the air. You might have heard IU before on the Monday or Tuesday Speak Up Hour at 10 to 11, where she talks about Japanese music. She does interviews with local musicians and explores like concerts and shows that are happening around in the community. Today, she's going to be joining me in a meta discussion, talk about Canadian media, not the company by Mark Zuckerberg and co, but meta as in metaphysics. We're going to be talking about radio. I feel like haven't really had a chance to explore that in particular, which is surprising because I studied media in school, and that was essentially the main catalyst as to why I started to volunteer for CJSF in the first place. But haven't really had a super big opportunity to be talking about radio, and today I will be doing just that with IU later on this hour. So stick around. We've got, as I said, music come in up. Here's a pick by IU, and perhaps she'll talk about it later on today. This is by a musician called Udu, and it is called Prologue. Get into it.
Oh, If I can recall last summer, no problem telling you what's in my head. And every time you came around, all of the stress in the world I forget. I'm in love, sure deserve a little bit more with you, and I can give a little bit more. I'm in love, but you deserve a little bit more with you, and I can give a little bit more. Yeah, 6, 5, 7 to the floor. I just wanna give more. I just wanna give more. I just wanna give more, I just wanna give you more, I just wanna give 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 you more, I just wanna give you I'm the only one you chose. Loving one another as we grow. And you know how to keep me on my toes. I hope that I'm giving what you want in this relationship. And we fit together like a gym rat. I never wanna have to give you back. I'm the cook, the fool, bring the wrist back. She gon' bring the dungeon in a six pack. My wool with the lip green. Tell them that I found what I'm missing. So if I ain't around, that's what I'll be. Chilling with my movie till the morning. 6, 5, 7 to the floor. I just wanna give more. I just wanna give more. I just wanna give more. I just wanna give you more. I just wanna give more. I just wanna give more. I just wanna give you more. I just wanna give more. I just wanna give you more.
Actually pretty good, huh? What's up, yeah? Shout out to Special Z.
I'm in love.
Take it from me. You gotta let it flow in your heart. You just gotta find that balance. Yeah.
I'm in love.
And if you got a special somebody, never let them fly. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on. In love.
And if you win them tonight, yeah, I wanna see you grab each other.
I'm in love.
I don't wanna have to say it again.
What?
I don't wanna have to say it again. All right.
I'm in love.
Yeah. I need everybody's help on this one.
Love.
Put your hands together in life. Gotta let them know you got a special somebody. Don't let them tell you different. Yeah, what you tell them? We all that we got. Come on, hey, we all that we got. We all that we got. What you tell them? Come on, where you at? We all that we got. Come on.
Culture with 657 off of his album Legacy. One of my favorite CanCon musicians. Love recommending some good aquaculture there. I think this was one of my like top songs in maybe like 2020. It's hard to believe that it's already been 4 years since I first heard that album. Wild and gross how time is completely an illusion. colonial time is said to be moving in a linear fashion, but I don't think that's true. Number one, decolonize time. Number two, time is garbage. It's a scam. Don't believe it. Anyways, that was Aquaculture with 657 here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Yumi Arai with Hikoki Gumo. That is actually kind of like a classic J-pop song, I believe. And if I'm going to be honest with you, I thought that I, compared to like a lot of other Westerners, like listened to quite a bit of like classic J-pop, but I just realized that I have maybe not heard very many of Yumi Arai's songs at all ever. She's also known in Japanese entertainment by her nickname Yuming, and I've ever only heard about her on variety shows, not so much in her music, which honestly is just revolting. It's just bad music listening, weeb behavior. Don't be like me. Listen to more Yumi Arai. And I will also listen to more as well. My name is Leslie, and we are listening to some piano-y-esque music here in the first part of the hour. Later on, we're going to be joined by CJSF volunteer Ayu, who's going to be chatting with me a little bit about radio. And we're going to be talking about like the differences between like making radio in Canada and making radio in Japan, or like listening to the radio in Canada and listening to it in Japan. Really interesting little couple of minutes coming up later on this hour. But here is more music for you. This is another track recommended by Ayu, who helped pick out the playlist this week. Very popular Japanese rock band called King Nu. This is Hakujitsu.
Toki ni wa tareka wo shirasu shirasu no uchi ni kisu tsukete shimattari ushinattari shite hashimete okashita tsumi wo shiru motorenai yo mukashi no you ni wa kiramete miete atashita mo ashitae to arukidasenakya yuki ga furishiki wo to mo ima no boku ni wa nani ga dekiru no nani ni nareru no dareka no tameni Thank you.
しようもない今を生きてくんだ真っ白に詰めてさよなら嬉しい今日の雪よ今だけはこの心を凍らせてくれ全てを忘れさせて分かりゃしないんだ腹の中それでも愛し愛され生きてゆくのが定めとして後悔ばかりの人生で取り返しのつかない過ちの一つや二つくらい誰にでもあるよなそんなもんだろうんざりそろよ真っ青に生まれ変わって人生一から始めようがへばりつぎて離れない地続きの今
is Bird Note. For years, scientists debated whether the first flying dinosaurs, the ancestors of modern birds, began by running and making little hops off the ground, or leapt off a tree branch to glide. It's called the ground-up versus trees-down debate for short. But there's a newer perspective on this mystery. Maybe the old debate misses the point. Maybe flying dinosaurs tried jumping from more than one place. Whether leaping off a branch or off the forest floor, it probably began with the same motion, a firm push off the surface. After all, that's how birds do it today. Recent findings suggest that many dinosaur species had feathers, and some also had limbs that could flap like wings. One analysis suggested that the ability to fly could have evolved not just once, but three separate times among dinosaurs. So instead of the old picture of one lone dinosaur with prototype wings deciding how to use them, imagine many feathered creatures jumping and gliding all over. That fertile time of experimentation eventually led to the ancestors of all our familiar birds. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Support for Bird Note is provided by Sarah Murner and Craig McKibben from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.